There was something happened recently that was an update, but I don't remember because I'm...
You didn't take notes?
I did not. Shut the fuck up. I feel like the more... I feel like once we're past 30 episodes, I start taking less and less notes to the point that I'm freestyling right now.
Bars. So wait, so what's going to happen now? Because the whole point of starting this podcast is that you're the one who knows things and I'm the one who's just...
I do know shit, but yeah.
You messed up our time. Oh yeah, Jim is here.
Oh god. Okay.
We keep forgetting to introduce our guests.
Oh yeah, let's just
start it off really well.
Thank you for having me in the studio.
Fuck up. Let's just talk about the 2000s.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm pretty buzzed. Shut up. I'm pretty buzzed. We had like 100 proof vodka that I've like killed. I've had like 4 ginger ales.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's fucking gross. Like,
you don't like it?
It's just a lot of sugar. Like, it's not.
Well, that's literally what alcohol is. But
yeah, I'm not used to it.
You gotta mix it right.
I don't think vodka has sugar.
What? Dude, it's ethanol. It turns into sugar when your body breaks it down. Fuck. That's why it tastes like that.
Wow. I'm like gonna be a diabetic. But
yeah, that's literally how my dad got diabetes. Like,
speaking of alcohol, we're in the Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
naturally. And we're gonna be talking about the Jersey Shore because we had to introduce our friend who is outside playing with a knife because they're edgy
and vaping
so. And vaping because you know
cutting big clouds.
Fucking vapes, you know what I mean? Like, if there's anything less 2000, it's vapes.
Someone's probably imagining some, like, fuckboy.
Yeah, big fuckboy.
Speak of the devil.
Walks in.
Anyways.
So basically, we saw a few episodes of the Jersey Shore, and I think we should fucking talk about it. Because that's a tail end 2000s event.
It was iconic.
Iconic for the 2000s.
Boo.
We're in Jersey Shore.
Boo.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Our fuck
yeah,
friends.
So fucking 2000s. What did you think of it, Catherine?
Well, I've never seen, like, and I probably haven't even seen an entire episode, and if I have, it's been a really long time.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a long time.
I didn't have much of an impression other than I do feel like I've seen a bar fight at some point and, like, making out with people in bars.
Yeah, always.
I feel like I've seen that, which, like, you know, from what I've gathered also from watching it today, that's, like, most of the shows, so.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like one's, like, Real World where it's like, oh, there are all these people just hanging out in the house. It's like, nah, like, they live together, but, like, they're also just, like, out doing things.
It's pretty amazing postmodern art, if anything.
That's one way to describe
it. I mean, honestly, it is, because it's like, you're just grabbing very aggressive, very wild people in one fucking house, and just, like...
Well, it's yeah.
Having it go on. My girlfriend's here also eating Oreos.
There are cookies on the ground.
She refuses to use her voice in
this
podcast.
Welcome to our another ASMR episode where we're eating.
You just hear like
crinkling.
We're not here for good sound quality.
No, absolutely not. Fuck it. And Jim's here.
Hi.
Jim, what did you think of it as a half Italian?
I mean, it's giving me flashbacks because my roommate freshman year was a very Guido kind of dude. Like,
yeah, called you bro every fucking minute.
Which is, like, sad that this came out 10 years ago, and I was, like, a freshman in college then. But he was right from Jersey, from Trenton, those hard knock streets, and he had, like, a laminated flag of the fucking Jersey flag. He had, like, the Scarface poster, like, framed. Like, all this Guido.
What's really...
Did he ever sent, like, an audition?
You know what really gets to me? What's really hilarious? You know what's really hilarious? Is that the only people who have pride in their fucking home states are people on the West Coast or East Coast.
Yeah.
Never anyone in the Midwest. No one's happy to be from Milwaukee.
Because they don't leave
Kansas. Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I don't,
no one's happy to be
from people in the Midwest. Like, I don't hear from them.
No
are
one's,
they okay?
No one's mad hyped to be No one's hyped to be from North Dakota.
Listeners, if you're in the Midwest, please reach out. Are you okay?
Please mail us maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
More, like, I don't know what's out there.
Corn.
Chip off a piece of Mount Rushmore.
I feel like maple syrup is more Canada.
Yeah.
I think the Midwest has, like, corn and shit.
Corn.
Send
us
cattle,
corn.
Cattle, racism.
Send Catherine corn and send Jim a Confederate flag.
No. Maybe some brisket from Kansas.
Jesus
but,
Christ. Yeah, fucking Jersey Shore. I fell in love with this show very early on. I was like, this show is going to be the greatest fucking thing.
Me.
It doesn't surprise you at all. But it's like... So essentially... this was all my high school friends could talk about because it was just like the most hilarious trash that we'd seen. Because Real World wasn't doing anything. Road Rules was kind of dying off or already dead at that point. And all we had was the Inferno that was popping off. Or I forgot what other show was coming up. But it was there wasn't any good garbage. But this was like the peak garbage. It was amazing. It still is amazing. Yeah, it ages works
because it knows it's trash.
Oh, it knows it's trash. Like we're in the Jersey Shore. We're at Seaside Heights right now. And if you had told me this was filmed yesterday, I would fucking believe you. Like seeing the plaid shorts, the Ed Hardy shirts, I'm like, there are still douchebags or old uncles that wear this shit. Yeah.
Never dies.
Or foreign exchange kids that think this shit is still popping out here in the fucking U.S.
Well, what are your guys' thoughts on Jersey in general, like, as we exist in it this weekend? Jesus.
I mean, nice. Normally I would keep driving through it, so it's, like, interesting to
be out of my car. You know, it just feels like a northern Miami. That's what it feels like. Northern
Miami.
Northern Florida. That's what it feels like. Yeah. If Florida,
it's the Florida of the Northeast.
Yeah, if anything, yeah. There's no alligators.
Thank God. Could you imagine it's just if there meth are alligators addicts. Here?
Mm. Oh my God. I think if Jersey had alligators, it would just be a mess.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
What are you guys doing?
Creating vape tips.
Here's how I make vape circles. No one's impressed.
Big marshmallow class.
I know. A big vape competitor. Jersey is quite the amalgam of people. It's like the world's largest rehab center.
Which is also Florida-esque,
Which is Florida-esque.
Rehab center implies that there is a
low end.
You get better.
Yeah,
it implies betterment.
Not even better, but like a want to improve. Like that's not.
No one wants to improve here.
Everyone here is like, I'm trash, and you know what? That's fine with me.
It smells like garbage too, which is amazing. Like I didn't really the ideas, all the shit said about Jersey is kind of true.
Yeah.
Like, no. Chris Christie is here for a reason.
Yeah, he, like, literally is a blimp on this fucking stage. He's not even governor anymore. Yeah. It's just, like, he's such a stain.
Well, the Bridge thought boy. I had, so the beach that we had, that is right here, that has, like, all these rules where you can't, like, play with...
Can't have fun.
Like, no ball play.
It's bullshit.
No amplified audio, all that stuff. You know, it's probably because of the Jersey Shore. People were like, time to go Seaside Heights and, you know, have a good
Jersey
time.
Shore ruined the fucking beach. No beer.
But it also, like, exonerated it.
Well, no beer is pretty normal for beaches.
I didn't know that.
There's a no public drinking thing.
I had no idea.
If you're on a public beach, it counts as public drinking. So that's the thing. Most beaches, though, are like, oh, as long as you're...
I had grown up with seeing, like, my...
If you're being subtle about it, like, they're not really going to be...
I had seen my godfather, like, put up a hammock underneath, like, the pier bridge and, like, fucking chow down Coronas.
Yeah.
And like, I thought that was okay.
Chill about it, but legally, I don't think you're really supposed to.
They told him you can't do this, and he was like, "What?" And he was just so fucking mind blown that we couldn't hang a hammock underneath a fucking bridge. And so it's like I'm kind of blown. We can't have that much fun. You can't even play with a ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's hard out there for those
for the most turned up nastiest state.
No tables allowed.
No
or
tables.
Any
table-like
like
forms
functioning as a table. I'm like, what if I were to like. Stand
what
on
if
my
I don't
want to
hold
knees?
Shit?
What if I were on my hands and knees acting as a table?
Yeah,
would I be kicked out?
Yeah, what if I don't
want to
hold
it's
shit?
It's part of the system because they want you to get off your like sandy ass, go to the boardwalk, get some like
walk
overpriced
get
fries.
Get your fucking steps.
It's capitalism in action. That's why you can't have fun at the beach.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking bullshit. And we're literally.
I'm going to censor all of Jason Burks.
And we're literally going.
All of those.
Dude, fucking ginger ale is no joke.
I'm going to censor it with Jason, with the sound bit I have of Jason going, I'm a gross piece of shit.
Can you not do that?
I'm going to do
you
it.
You do it like every...
I already promised our listener, so.
You do it every other
you
fucking episode.
You could cut out the promise.
Big shout out to whoever's listening to us in Georgia.
Yeah, you're the editor.
Huh?
Yeah, people listen to us in like Georgia and like
the
random
state or
New
the
Orleans.
Country?
State, okay. Not
from, Tbilisi. Like,
no,
I mean that's possible.
In the
globalized economy.
Yo, but shout out to Georgia, the country. You guys are going through a revolution. That shit's crazy. This shit's wild. Anyway, Jersey Shore. Speaking about revolutions, television, the fucking Jersey Shore fucking woke. it's probably like the whole beginning of wokeness of just like how amazing this shit is. It's just like it just got better with the episodes and the seasons, except for season 3 probably. That was rough. But I think
have you seen all the seasons?
I have.
In order?
Yes. Like from as beginning they aired? As they aired, yeah. I kept up.
I've only seen a couple episodes.
I kept up. When my roommate and then when they came back,
we're the experts though.
When the season came back last year, when they're much older, it's a lot more hilarious because they're like a full-grown adults in their late mid-30s having to deal with their children dad and their bods. Dad bods and cheating on their fiancés.
Normal 40-year-old
normal problems. 40-year-old shit. And it's still as hilarious as before. But
are they still in Jersey Shore?
No, I think they went to Miami. My girlfriend can confirm this.
All of them?
She was vocal.
She sleep.
No, they went to Miami. No, they didn't. Yeah, they did. No, they didn't. We watched it together. How are you going to tell me? They went to Vegas the second season. First season of like the last year, they went to Miami. I'm right. They went to Miami.
Wikipedia can solve this.
They went to Miami and then they went to Vegas. Because Ronnie is the trashiest human being ever. And what makes me happy about the Jersey Shore, because it touts itself as like Guido's and like the Italian American like asshole.
It's an affront to a very cultured civilization.
Chilean and adopted Chilean person, and Ronnie's Costa Rican, which are like completely like non-traditional. Like usually we see like Mexicans or like. Really Mexicans or like people from El Salvador, shout out from here, but it's just like Chileans and Costa Ricans, it's like the weirdest fucking mix. It's just like
it's like why are you here?
I was like who are you guys? Like red in your flag? Get the fuck out of here. Get that nonsense out of here, bro. But it's like so in the new episodes, like the most recent ones, Ronnie is a big fucking mess cuz it's fiance girlfriend is a fucking psycho, and it's such a fucking mess, and he cheats on her for a bit. You know, it's cheating. Like, boys, if you rub another girl's ass when she's, like, half-naked in a hot tub, that's cheating.
Yeah, if right? Like, if you do it in The Sims and, like, the other character
if you do it
mad,
with, like, a camera
cheating.
On you, yeah, it's fucking cheating.
It's true, though.
It's fucking cheating.
See, just recently in Sims, my Sim was about to get with someone, and then I found out they had a family
you don't
and
need
a child, and I'm like,
Yeah,
you don't need penetration for it to be cheating.
Yeah. I don't even need genitals for it to be cheating.
No, yeah, exactly. You just need hands.
If you touch the wrong butt, you know, you're in trouble.
What? I thought it was you! That's true. Yeah. Fucking Jersey Shore. What did you feel about, like, kind of skimming? We kind of saw the big, like, the huge event of Snooki getting punched in the fucking face.
I mean, that was wild.
Yeah.
I feel like if that happened today, it would, like, cause a huge
shitstorm.
Oh, it would
blow up.
Yeah. Well, now that the internet's so big, like, compared to, like, when
Snooki
this first
too.
Happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Snooki.
Oh, my God, Jim.
There would be something.
I just caught that. Snook me.
Snook me. That sounds like a startup for, like, I don't know.
That sounds like the ALS challenge where people just get punched in the face for, like, a disease.
If it paid enough, I would be willing to
do it. Yeah, like, I'll take a punch in the face and donate
$500? Like, fine. You can knock my ass out.
Let's do it.
I'm a little broke.
Mom said knock you out. Let's fucking do this shit.
Wait, $500 for you or for charity?
Charity.
Can I be the charity?
As
unemployment? As unemployment?
Yeah, the pre-tax dollars, like...
Yeah,
unemployment, but you have to get punched in the
face
to get money.
I'm surprised, honestly, given the dystopian statement.
You've seen, like, Catherine, you've seen the uncensored clip of her getting punched in the face.
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen that clip?
No.
Oh, see, I saw that when it originally aired, like...
Yeah, I saw it when
didn't
it
ask to, but yeah.
So, essentially, the history from...
Once again, with I am... But a young fetus, and when this
fetus.
Was first
a wee
aired,
lass.
When this was first
a
being
wee
aired,
lass.
It was not
a young
something
hobbit.
I was allowed.
They didn't
to
play that in kindergarten.
Catherine was a young hobbit when this shit fucking came out.
In the Shire.
Yeah, she was still learning her time tables when, like, Polydee was trying to get up in
Gandalf
his guts.
Gandalf didn't even come in the village yet. Like.
Yeah, he hadn't shown up yet. A wizard's never late.
He
arrives when he precisely means to, which is my excuse to showing up late for work. Mm-hmm. So basically, like, I'll show it to you once we're done. but it's fucking graphic, as we've kind of discussed.
I mean, it's sad and it's weird because the whole show is like
built on depravity.
But yeah, but it's like almost a fantasy that you can just like do all this just ratchet shit all the time, and then suddenly it's just reality confronted.
Me and Jim were literally on the board. We were on the boardwalk, and we were just like, it's just dumb people walking around. It's just like tanned white people walking around and not doing anything.
The Guidos are still out here.
Yeah, they're still out there. It's still trash, you know, we out here. gang.
Are you a Guido, Jim?
I mean, I have Guidos in my family.
Yeah.
Shout out if, like, I mean, I doubt they're fucking listening, honestly, but it's possible. Yeah.
I can see them, like, I can see them fucking.
Shout out to, you know,
I can see them. From fucking Long Island and just hearing this shit, just like, oh my god, that's fucking Jim.
Yeah, it's like, hey boys,
holy
I'm
shit,
I'm the tallest one.
Oh, fucking bullshit. It's fucking it. It's like cousin Jimmy. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimbo.
Is that what they call it? It's Jimbo. Or
Jimmy boy.
Jimbo, like you own like a car repair shop.
Yeah. Jimbo's car repair and hot dog. You know. Stand.
I feel like if you have to be called Jimbo, you need to be over 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Like there's no way you can't be like. Frail Jimbo.
Yeah, it takes
no
you,
one's
like,
a Jimbo.
Takes you a good minute to get up from any chair.
Like, yeah.
You gotta lean your seat all the way back.
Yeah, you need to have a handicap sticker for like your right thigh.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Hopefully that won't be
fucking terrible. Back on track to Jersey Shore. It is quite the parade of depravity. It's really peak humanity.
I love the garage door painted as the flag with Jersey. It was giving me strong My Big Fat Greek Family vibes.
Yeah.
Or my
it's
Fat
just,
Big Wedding vibes.
Yeah, but
it's
just a Big Fat Family at this point.
It's like pride in something they've probably never visited, you know? And like, I feel like real Italians would be mortified completely by this.
So,
yeah.
I believe it was season 4.
I guess real Italians.
I mean, you can't see I'm doing the hand motion, but yeah.
I believe it was season 4 and they went to Italy. And they go to Italy because they're just like, at this point, you tied yourself as this Italian show that you have to go now. You have to go see the motherland. And so...
goes to Italy. Do you know anything about this? Oh, yeah. I watched a lot of Jersey Shore, so I know a lot about the Italian culture.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. If you know the Jersey Shore, you know Italian culture. It's like...
is that right, Jim?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been to Italy, so I can't rule on it, but yeah. It's weird to see how quickly, like, different subgroups can make their own culture while harkening back to the original.
Yeah, that's how mafias are started.
That too, actually, kind of.
Yeah.
Mean, there's more to it.
Yeah, so they go to Italy, and it's quite interesting to see them in a whole different setting, not in the U.S., and having to do the same shit they still do, because culturally, Italians don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Italians are not that fucking ratchet. And they're like weird. They're like, why are these people here? Like, why are they doing this?
Yeah, they've got phones.
But yeah, but like Italians are very welcoming to people from what the show has kind of presented. It's just like, they're very welcoming to people who like are friendly and they will reciprocate the whole feeling and gesture. And it's very interesting to see Vinny, cause who is like probably the most full blooded Italian out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to visit his relatives that he hasn't seen since he was a child. And it's, like, full-blown, like, Italians out of, like, Midwestern Italy.
Yeah.
And they live in, like, the middle of nowhere farms of Italy. It's kind of beautiful, if anything.
Oh, I bet.
I thought it was really nice.
Also the food.
Yeah, and the food is enormous. It's just mounds of food. Mm. Mounds of food. It's quite beautiful.
But yeah, I mean, cultures change really quickly.
Yeah, I think Jersey Shore is one of those, like, cultural shocks of just like, I don't know, I'm drunk, but it's like, it's very hard to explain of like words of like what this
explain
is.
Explain of words.
Master and eloquent.
You know what? I try. I'm not.
This is why we podcast, because Jason and I both have such a way with words. That
yeah.
We're like, you know what? People need to hear this.
We have a 6th grade vocabulary.
People need to hear what
that's
we
higher than
have
a lot of
say.
Middle America.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, like, no one.
We're just really coming from middle America.
I'm sorry. I've had some bad experiences. Like...
you should start a travel blog, but it's all like, and just all the pain and trauma. Sucks. Yeah, it's just.
I should podcast my therapy session.
Like, I feel like you should podcast every airport you're in.
Dude, I can literally like list all the like fucking airports and quality, like the amount of drinks that are good, the how many times I've been laid over. Yeah. Like,
please make a depressing travel blog. That's all I want.
Yeah, I can see that being a big Tumblr thing.
It should have been, but my ass would have been fired a while ago. Like, had I done a travel blog, I know things.
Good thing you can now.
Yeah.
Where am I going to travel? My ass is fucking broke. Like, Jersey Shore is like
Shore was like the cheapest
Bahamas for me. This is where you started.
Where's that place with Jimmy's Breakfast? Is that what it was?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was good.
Jimmy's Breakfast. Big us Jimmy's Breakfast. In Jersey, Seaside Heights, it's very fucking good.
No credit cards.
Pay cash only, but it's so fucking worth it.
Yeah, it was actually really good.
The Margaritas place had good margaritas.
Margaritas
Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, Tom's River. Is that what it's called?
Tom's River.
Conversely, Tom's River. What was the name of the Mexican place we went to today that was not...
There's a big Yelp review on
it. It was like Barrio something.
Barrio Costesa? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
There you go.
Our vape friend made a
very big stern friend review. Over here that
it was quite stern, yes.
Didn't have her vape juice, the jalapeno
Imagine your hatred. Imagine your hatred personified in a Yelp review. So strap
all
in.
All right, Avatar. Like,
so this is in relation to our vacation in the Jersey Shore. Here's a quote unquote from our good friend who experienced the Jersey Shore. So quote unquote, fine for drinks, not good for food. Despite calling themselves a Mexican restaurant, let me tell you now, it is not a Mexican restaurant. Period. They will not put meat on their nachos. Period.
Stop. No, stop.
Sells.
Telegram over.
Sells. Fancy furniture doesn't mean quality food. True. They should think of ways to make the food taste better rather than coming up with different salts to put on the rim of the fucking glass.
Yeah, that's important.
The server
shit.
Spent 15 fucking minutes telling us what we could and fucking couldn't do.
I guess we
accidentally walked into a school instead of a fucking restaurant.
Fucking isn't in
the pork. Shut up. The pork in the fucking taco was okay. Tacos were not as good as whole though. Yeah, deconstructed doesn't mean missing fucking ingredients.
That's
also
zinger.
Please don't put fucking carrots on the fucking tacos. This restaurant is
it's like a roast beef. Like
this gentrification.
Which I mean,
this restaurant is gentrification personified. You fucking douchebags.
The whites always. So if
Jason, you can't say this is it verbatim quote and then add fucking in between every
it's
word.
Fucking
he's
right.
Not a stenographer.
I'm not.
I mean, it's
I'm not wrong, Catherine.
Don't unplug my computer. You
stop. Stop.
We need to stop drinking.
Stop.
We need to cut you
Shut
off.
Shut the fuck up.
Get some water.
Shut up.
Do you like a Rice Krisp?
I'll take a Rice Krisp.
Is that Rice Krispies?
Yeah. No.
It's like cheese flavored.
Cheese flavored Rice Krispies? Wow.
Technology is amazing. No?
I don't love it, but I mean, it's sustenance.
It just feels like wide Cheetos.
Wide Cheetos. That should be a thing they make. Like, oh, we had a factory error. Here, get our extra large bag.
So, is this episode about Jersey Shore, the show, or is it really about
I'm enjoying
trip?
The rambling.
I think it's just a lot of Jersey Shore-ness, because it's like, we saw the show.
Well, when I was driving and yelling earlier, you know, I screamed out that Jersey's, you know,
we drove in
a mile. A
we drove in at 2 in the morning, and house music immediately started playing on my playlist. I was like, it makes sense of where I'm at.
Yeah, it's a mood.
Yeah, I mean, we're literally a block or two away from where they filmed the whole fucking show. We're in the area, so it's like it's just the experience of the Jersey Shore is, you know, we haven't gotten drunk and we haven't all made out with each other, so it's like I think
yet.
It's
fine. I really hope it doesn't
yet.
Come to that. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It ain't happening. These
My girlfriend has ran into the bedroom. All right, she's fucking sick of this shit. I can hear my belt.
I'm also sick of this shit.
The Jersey Shore. Like, how do you feel about it, Catherine, as, like, a piece of American culture? Because there will be nothing like, you cannot make the Jersey Shore in the Me Too era.
No, absolutely not. No.
Oh, no.
Which kind of means, like, should they have even made the Jersey Shore?
One of my favorite... So
maybe not.
Also, for context, the episodes we just watched, we watched the first episode ever.
The pilot.
And then we watched the end of the fourth and the beginning of the fifth in order to watch Snooki get punched.
Yeah.
So, the first episode, like, one thing about that is, like, when they were all first coming to the house, and every time someone drove up, they're like, oh my god. it's a girl. It's a girl.
Like, is that a girl? Yeah, that's definitely a girl. Is it a girl?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a girl.
And then Mike was just like, I decided right then and there I was going to fucking sleep with her.
Yeah, she was like, oh yeah, this girl walked in, she was pretty hot, so I figured I'd sleep with her. And I'm like,
the male brain complex is quite the mind.
Yeah, Jersey Shore is like the human id, at least for the male.
Yeah, I feel like camera work. Jersey Shore could be analyzed in a psychology class about like the male brain psychology structure.
Imagine if it were like adapted into an anime. Like
I could see
the punch scene would be fucking absurd.
I could see Freud like losing his fucking mind having to analyze the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, what has more coke, Freud or the Jersey Shore?
Oh my god, yeah. It's quite the it is an amazing ride, I think. Yeah. Right, Catherine?
What?
Yes. So, the fucking Jersey Shore, it is, I think it'll be in the Library of Congress. Like, if Tupac can make it, I think,
and
like,
Trump?
I think Vinny and Pauly D.
Pauly D might be, like, a president in the future, let's not fucking lie. I mean, honestly, he has better, like, ethics and probably business
standards. Vinny could probably be mayor of Providence, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can totally see him being, like,
you gotta start somewhere.
Local community organizer for, like, a DJ party. And, like, he starts, like, DJ parties and just, like, wants people over.
Yeah, that's a super pack.
I mean, it's gonna be pretty fun. So, scale of 1 to 10, would you recommend Jersey Shore?
I'd recommend it to visit. I wouldn't recommend it for, like, I'm gonna move to Jersey Shore. I don't think,
like, there's a quote in the first pilot where it's just like, I wish I was here forever, and that is the incorrect answer.
That sounds like hell. Yeah.
You cannot be here for fucking ever. We've been here
I
for
could do like a week.
We've been here for almost 48 hours, and it's just like,
it's
I don't think so.
It's already a lot. Like,
I don't fucking
think
so.
You've also been the one driving, so.
True, I'm dad and Uber driver, and yeah. I wear a lot of hats.
Duber.
Someone's dad picks you up and you never get heard from again.
I feel like that should be like an actual service of like someone's dad picks
it
you up.
It might be. I mean, there's probably some people that are into
that. Like
that. It's for a very niche audience. We are taking angel investors, so if anyone's interested.
Can I make a slight adjustment?
Yes.
Uber, but someone's grandma picks you up.
Gruber.
Rest in peace, grandma. She can't pick me up.
Oh.
She's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catherine, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, see, not everyone can do that.
What's wrong with you? Someone's grandma.
You fucking dick.
Like, knitting
it's
while
so
driving.
Insensitive.
Can we just end this episode?
No.
No, we have another, like, minute in a couple seconds.
Yeah, let's
Have you already decided how long it's
going to be? Half an hour is a pretty good length. Don't you agree, viewers?
Yeah, Jersey Shore.
Listeners.
I think it's worth visiting.
Viewers.
Yeah, what are you watching? Nothing.
Go to... Hold on, I'm gonna like recommend because we don't have sponsors. Go to George's Pizza for chicken parm pizza.
True,
which totally hit the spot.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That
totally
was
hit the spot.
Shouldn't work, but it does.
It works and it's fine. I think it
I
needs.
I thought it would be like dry.
I think it needs tomato
moist.
Sauce though.
Yeah,
I think
yeah it needs a dab of sauce.
It needs
top.
Like a solid.
Or even just to dip.
Some
a good dip.
Just some
but it's very fucking good.
Yeah.
Honestly, Jersey Shore Europeans, any of our fucking people who listen in Europe. Like, definitely come out to the Jersey Shore. I think you will have a good time.
Fly to Newark.
It's
a trash airport, speaking of.
Just imagine if...
Welcome to Jim's airline
This is
review
Jim's
podcast.
Travel vlog. I'm stuck in the airport. Please help me.
Imagine...
The movie.
Ooh, do you have, like,
the Jersey Shore
that are, like, podcast vlogs? Plogs?
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 The fuck is that?
Sounds like a bad Pokemon.
Podcast blogs.
Podcast blogs?
Yeah, like, is, like, vlog is a video blog?
Plog. Yeah, that could
plog.
Be a thing.
Welcome to Jim's travel plog.
Plog me up.
I feel like if Jim did, like, plogs, it would just sound like suicide notes.
It's, like, really cryptic. I'll leave them places, like, a little SD card, some SVU kind of shit. Like, the
you
cold
just,
open for it would be
like
hilarious.
You just see, like, USB sticks in, like, airports.
Yo, I could go to Mar-a-Lago, like,
you could
the
be the
Chinese
new Banksy.
Lady.
You could be the new Banksy of audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. So
put me in your ear.
1 out of 10, Catherine, would you recommend? 9 out of 10.
I'd be, like, a good, like...
1 out of 10.
6.5. 6.5? Yeah.
Because you're 10. Fucking young. 9 out of 10.
Oof.
Spot on.
I'd give it, like, a...
You say because I'm young?
Yeah, you're young.
No, I'd kind of give it like a 6.57. Like,
Jesus. Wait, are we talking the show or the place?
I think together. I feel like you can't.
Okay, well, like, that, how can you mix them? The place.
I feel like when we were walking around, and at some point, I felt like throwing my hands up in the air and just wanting
if
to fist bump.
If it's the show and the
duking
place,
out.
All right, so all right, so as a show, what would you give it?
I'd be like an 8.
An 8. What about the place?
6.5.
All right, I can agree with that.
I think that's fair. I'd probably mirror that. I mean, I'm really annoyed by the traffic patterns and shit. These guys didn't play SimCity.
It's very
hard to drive through.
These city players didn't play SimCity as a child, and it shows.
Yeah, it shows.
It's like they let their whole city planner be Ray Charles and just like wanted to fucking...
Yeah, it's a grid system, and then suddenly I'm like,
we couldn't U-turn. At some point, we couldn't fucking U-turn. We had to make a loop.
And look like a spaghetti loop. Shout out to like the Guido ass fucking city planner that made that. Like,
yeah, fucking Chris Christie that just like liked everything in like loops because he just
closes the bridge that you need to cross. Asshole.
Fucking douchebag. Are you fucking serious? You
getting kicked off of Amtrak?
Human,
drinking
you human McNugget? Like, yeah. Fucking turd.
Grimace without like the autoerotic asphyxiation. Yeah, turning you purple.
Goddamn asshole. I'm fucking chugging a tie.
He's trash, man.
Dickwad.
Yeah.
So. As a show, 9 out of 10. I think it's, like, high art.
It's hilarious, but I couldn't ever watch, you know, a season in one day or something. It's a lot.
You could see that, like, if, like, Jersey Shore was kind of directed by Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, that is a good idea. It's not too late. What are they both doing?
No, Mike. You can't do that. You need to go on top of her vagina. That's how you do it, okay? Can't do that.
The recycled sex scene would be incredible.
And he would have the budget to do so much more.
Yeah, the guy that hit Snooki would be like, I did not hit her.
I did not hit her. I did not.
I hate it.
Oh. Trash. Oh, hi, Polly. And so, like, the show, 9 out of 10. The area, give it a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay, that's pretty high.
You're feeling positive today.
I am, a little bit. I think it's just because I think I kind of like the small, very rustic. It's its own planet. That's what it fucking feels like.
It feels like its own world, which it's kind of always been that way, which is interesting. It's. I feel like what Ocean City wants to be, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ocean City, Maryland.
Boring, dirty.
It's just imagine if the Earth, like, when people talk about pollution and global warming, I think it just comes from Ocean City. It's just a fucking mess of shit.
It's dirty.
It's fucking filthy.
Like, there's no good restaurants, no good motels.
I feel like you're more likely to get herpes than, like, a good meal.
Yeah, if you're making a short film about, like, a recovering fentanyl addict, like, that's your place, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of it. So. Yeah. So, join us next episode when we talk about...
Who even knows anymore? We haven't been sticking to any of the things we've broken up.
Isn't that dynamic and fun?
Okay, join us next episode when we talk about the 2000s.
Wow, Catherine. Wow, it's not like we haven't talked about this for 33 episodes.
And then we start the theme song again, and then we start the episode all over again.
Jesus Christ.
Do you have an outro to say thanks?
I mean, it's just like the song. Catherine cuts it.
I have a song.
Okay, but can you have me saying thanks?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. That's it.